Okay. I'm going to make my best effort to get this out and on the podcast for the Trent Knox Show by October 1st. I want to do this a little bit early, as I've generally done it in the beginning of the next quarter, but I'm in a place where I need to get this content out and get some of these ideas, thoughts, and things off of my mind and on the record, so that I can review it and figure out exactly what all this means. And I have a EBN logo up at the top, which I'm about to turn off. And I guess I'll swap it over for the Trent Knox logo for this one. If you're listening to the live stream, which you're probably not, let's see if I can put a participant name on there. Cool. I'm using Restream's broadcasting tools to go live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. I generally, like I said, do this quarter wrap up in the beginning of the following quarter, but this is on the back end of quarter three of 2021, for to put a time stamp on it. And it's interesting because this is the, I'm coming up on the end of my lease for the apartment that I rented. I rented it for a little bit, close to 6 months, essentially. If I look back when I recorded the Q2, I can't remember the date that I recorded the quarter two podcast on, but my move-in date was like, let's see, my move-in date was the very end of quarter one. So it was like the March 24th was my move-in date, and I probably recorded the quarter two podcast, April, May, June, sometime after June, maybe in July-ish, I must have done that. And so then now we're coming towards the end of September, and I wouldn't say a lot has happened, but October will be the renewal date for my leases, October 23rd. So it's almost had a 7 month lease, sort of, or so I signed a 6 month lease, but there were a few days extra in the quarter. So it wasn't exactly quarter two to quarter four, or the beginning of quarter four, quarter two and quarter three of the year. But let's just look back at see all the things that transpired from the beginning of July. Wow. At the very beginning of this, well, a little bit prior, I guess I should say, a little bit prior to the beginning of this quarter, I had a meeting with a very influential podcast producer. And I wouldn't necessarily say that everything that I talked about with him was implemented, in this quarter. And unfortunately, that's the case. Kind of thinking about it, I've been able to accomplish some goals that I had for myself out of this quarter, but I think the reason why I'm pushing for this quarter three wrap up early is because I've got a lot of obstacles in front of me that I'm feeling very fatigued by. I'm feeling very like I don't have the comprehension and understanding of how to overcome these obstacles that I'm pressed to overcome these things and accomplish the things that I want to accomplish and get them done. And so I feel like maybe doing this early would be good, because then I will propel myself to do other things faster and get them done earlier and be more efficient in doing them, partly because I felt like I under delivered and under accomplished in this quarter. But comparatively, I think in quarter two I was much more held back by things that I just didn't accomplish in that quarter, and I accomplished more in quarter three, but not enough to be proud of myself. And I really did do a lot of things that I had wanted to do in quarter three, starting I'm ending this quarter on a bad note, because in quarter two, I somehow accomplished to record an Esports Business Network podcast every week and put out a podcast every Monday. But having said that, the end of this quarter, I lapsed. I did not put a podcast out on the Esports Business Network podcast this Monday. I was overwhelmed. I didn't know how to keep the machine running. I'm very disappointed in myself for not having kept up the routine, the consistency, and this, and making it happen in the face of all the adversity that there is in front of me. I failed to provide on that thing that I set out for myself. And I understand that the community probably and very well doesn't show that they are there, and the numbers aren't good and all of that. So what does it even matter? But to me personally, and if I'm critical of the things that I do, I'm disappointed in myself for not having done that. And there are a lot of reasons why this particular podcast that I'm doing right now will showcase me fighting back tears for things that I'm disappointed in myself for, and that the criticism from family, the criticism from society, the criticism from people that care about me, the people that don't care about me, the people, just things and the world, and how that is pushing negative energy towards me, and I'm doing my best to push positive energy back against that negative energy to stop that negative energy from overcoming me and making me turn into something that I don't want to be, which is a failure, a loser, good for nothing, and a cretin, a deplorable, all those things that the world, the negative language that's being pushed in the mainstream media of television and radio and the online media of social media and podcasts and all of those things that we consume to better our lives, the betterment of ourselves and level ourselves up. I'm doing the best I can to kind of fight that off, that negative energy, and the negative mindset. But at the same point in time, I know I can do better. I know that these things, the lack of budget, the lack of skills, the lack of all these deficiencies in myself and the things that surround me are not going to limit my ability to accomplish greatness. I don't want to settle for okay, good. I want to supersede or surpass the limitations of the surroundings. And it's not, let me back up. The limitations of I'm treading on a thin line here. Thin line here, because I'm not saying, and I want to make this clear, that the people that I know or I work with are not accomplishing greatness, because they are. I just feel that I'm not at the same level or above or going above and beyond what they're doing. And in part, I think people, you know, I have a group of people that I let in on a deeper level that I don't think they're holding me back. I don't think, but I do think there are people on the outer, outside of my main circle that potentially are wanting to place limitations on me and effectively doing it. And whether that be not me personally, but people like myself who are aiming to accomplish things, such as politicians, local business owners, leaders in the space that are doing their best to hold back others. Like, there's just a certain behavior, a certain personality type that they're called gatekeepers, and gatekeepers want to, they don't want to see other people succeed and be successful. So, they don't provide opportunities, and they don't collaborate with people like myself. And there are many reasons I can get into the reasons as to why someone might judge a book by its cover as it pertains to me. And I can think about reasons why some of my friends, some of the people that I care about, whether they be my friend or not, are being held back. And there are things that happened during this quarter three, that because of my lack of notoriety, because of my lack of wealth, because of the lack of experience, that I wasn't invited to be a part of those closed door operations. And I am disappointed in that, but ultimately I'm not really disappointed in them. I'm disappointed in myself because it's me. It's the things that I haven't done that are limiting me, whether that be maximizing my time and efficiency, my diet, all the things, and being like the best athlete that I possibly could be, which ultimately there's a sacrifice in doing that is time, right? And if you sacrifice too much of your time working on aesthetic and appearance, you can lose a lot of time that you are doing grinding and learning and doing something that's not serving you as far as it pertains to your career. Sure, it's nice to look good, but you got to look good and be operate at a high level, not just because of your good looks and what people are willing to pay you to dance like a monkey, or dance like a stripper, or dance in general, sing, clap your hands, whatever you want to say. But I'm just looking at the month of July on my calendar, and while it looks like a lot of stuff went on, and I'm not saying that a lot didn't happen in July, but some stuff didn't happen. Some things fell through the cracks, and some things I didn't deliver on. And maybe this will go out with something that I didn't deliver on. But man, there was a lot that happened in July. Oh, and not to mention just the whole thing for Esports Business Network and having to basically move the server and pivot and do totally different things than I had been doing for the previous year of 2020 with the Esports Business Network. And there's just looking at this, I'm like, I feel like I'm in this state of dysphoria that things I want to happen have not come to fruition. It starts with Instagram in some ways, with Instagram communication and networking has never been a super big draw for me. It's getting there, and I think me talking through it right now is going to open up some strategies that I hadn't been thinking about much. Instagram recently changed their API so that you can basically communicate throughout the whole Facebook network, whether that be is it WeChat? No, it's not WeChat. What is that? What is that thing called? WhatsApp. WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, the messaging portion has essentially all gotten combined, and now you can pretty much answer your Instagram DMs on Facebook and answer. Well, I don't think it's the other way around. It's not that quite that backward compatible. And it's not that. It's not there yet. It's this, all these things that the companies continually announce that these big innovative things are going to happen, and they don't deliver on their promises. And when the big corporations don't deliver on their promises, the small businesses like myself are handicapped and put in a position where we're not delivering at the equal or lesser value of those large corporations. And I don't know whether this is true or not, but TikTok has become a mainstay in everyone's household. They know that TikTok is a social platform that has a lot of attention. TikTok has become more of a conversation within my professional network, within my business network, about live streaming and monetization and e-commerce as it pertains to TikTok. But the tool sets and things that are given to larger content creators on TikTok are making it very hard for small community content creators to prosper at the same level that those large content creators are prospering. And at the same time, the large content creators could care less whether or not to use those tools. It's the small content creators that would use those tools and benefit most. And there's a weird like dysphoria in that, because small content creators often don't know what tools they could use or not use. They're just kind of shooting in the dark with the content that they create. I'm a small content creator. My content doesn't reach hundreds of thousands, millions, billions of users, even if they are robots, to convey a message or sell them an item or service or whatever have you. Now let's loop this back to why this is troubling with Instagram. The Instagram communication tool of the DM is widely popularized for being a method for people to communicate with each other. Anybody says DM, they often think of Instagram DMs. Sometimes they think about Twitter DMs, but Twitter has notoriously been a iceberg-ish level of movement. Just Twitter is some place where ideas that are half-baked go. Half-baked ideas are spread all over Twitter, all over the place. Just a quick, fleeting idea of 280 characters. I think that's what it is at this point. Or for those power users for Twitter, a twit longer of somebody getting canceled or somebody getting told that what they thought was right is actually wrong. And just someone completely, like a twit longer is basically a blog where people put a link, basically like a title that says read this, and then it goes to a blog, and it's got like Twitter aesthetic and branding, and it's basically someone just like airing out their dirty laundry or their issue with someone else and why they should or should not be canceled in society or mainstream or underground culture, what have you. And it's Twitter. I'm just existing there since 2009 and have no idea as to what strategy you should implement on Twitter. If you just have no, I don't want to say it's like somewhere you have no care in the world and you post just whatever, but from a perspective, I think it could be that. There's a perspective that could be what Twitter is. And so because of that, the developers of Twitter just don't care whether or not it's an effective tool for people to lead prosperous lives. I have no idea. And I don't think Twitter knows either, so they can continue going along with what they're currently doing. But Instagram, I think, is a different story, given that their fruition, where they started from, was photos, and they've been very intentional with what they've done thus far. I don't think that's the case with Twitter. I think that they just throw shit on the wall and see what sticks. As a result, I just have an undescribable feeling of uncertainty when it comes to making anything work on Instagram. They have no intention of making it easier for discovery. Hashtags don't effectively work at all. Like, nobody goes to a hashtag to search and find anything, or at least a very small demographic of users use hashtags to find content creators. Otherwise, why wouldn't my account have hundreds of thousands of followers? Unless it's just not getting, my content is not getting displayed in the hashtag. It's not getting its 15 minutes of fame. And every piece of content should get at least 15 minutes of fame. I'm thinking that over a little bit about that concept, and I can't think of any reason why that shouldn't be permitted. And I know during the pandemic, they intentionally limited the visibility of posts across Instagram. I'm shaking my head because it's just like, how are companies like, how are companies achieving success? Because I see companies out there that are prospering on paper. They look like they have hundreds of thousands of views, hundreds of thousands of followers, hundreds of thousands of sales. And I just want to know how they accomplish this, because that information is just not readily available, or it's not presenting itself to me in an easily consumable manner. I'm barely even getting by. I am scraping the bottom of the barrel in order to survive. I'm by no means getting the cream of the crop. I am just kind of lost. And I mean, on a personal level, not necessarily through my associations. I'm talking about the Trent Knox brand doesn't resonate. And I've had some feedback, some positive feedback about 0.0000001% of feedback about who people think I am. You know, and it has taken an enormous, just in order to get that feedback, I've had to claw tooth and nail to find out that information. Nobody outright has come to me and said, or asked me what I do. I've been fortunate enough to have been referred a couple of times for my video skills. Some people think I'm a journalist. Some people think I'm a videographer. And some people don't even know. Some people maybe consider me a podcaster. But it's nobody really knows me. Nobody goes deeper than a surface level investigation onto like, what can I offer? What skill sets do I have that will better their lives and better the lives of others and how it works? And I don't know if, I don't know whether I have any value. I'm just kind of feel like I'm floating through life because I'm lonely and uncertain and lost and not sure what's next and have some ideas of what could happen, but they're not certain. They're not for sure. They're not absolute. It's an interesting thing to think about because I had that on my mind. I had that on my mind. I had the idea that things could be more absolute, more defined, more specific. Things would be perfected. That there's a way to get to perfect. That there's a way to be so on point, on your game, that there would be no way to say that there were discrepancies and things that didn't add up and just not correct. And yet the arguments that I continually have when people tell me what I am and what I'm not and just say things that make me frustrated or angry, and not at them really, but at myself for not having accomplished wealth, prosperity, being the man, being wealth, being notable, being happy, even like I'm not okay. I'm not. And I'm trying to figure out how I can get to somewhere where I'm better. And I know that it's not through, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And I've gone down the route of seeing therapists and not liking a single one of them. Not a single one of them has helped me. Therapist, counselor, anybody whose job, their occupation was to help with mindset, mental state, brain chemistry, the way that anything is thought about or that life is perceived, no one has helped me. And I don't know if that's because I don't have the right insurance or I'm not seeing the marketplace correctly my life experience is not presenting this to me. I'm having just these memories and flashbacks of things, and thinking about the balance. Thinking about accomplishments and failures in the same breath. I think there's probably an alignment in the Eastern medicine philosophy, yoga, meditation, all of that, to discover the answers, or maybe the question that I should be asking. Because these are these things I talk about are questions. They are questions, not in the traditional sense of a question. It's an experience, and my goal is for the audience, the listener, to commentate on it through timestamps and specifics about ways in which I could improve my experience in life and not go through so much mental strife and frustration and pain, and maximize pleasure, maximize happiness, and maximize the positive things in life. And so that's pretty much a wrap of the July. And as we kind of segue into August, I guess. I look at things that are just it's a little bit of light. It's a little bit of light. You know, when you're in a dark place for the whole of July, so much so that even reflecting on it a little bit more on July, it was a really, really dark place. Even July 4th, with the very little light that there was, the overarching societal issues with COVID and July 4th and going to see fireworks and doing the whole festivities thing, it was just so depressing, just frustrating, all of the things. Beginning of August, a little bit of light. Oh my gosh. August. I don't even know what to say. It was a step in the right direction and the beginning of accomplishments. But at the same time, the system of 9 to 5 once again failing me. Once again, the traditional form of employment failing me, putting me back out on the streets to fight and scrape tooth and nail for the potential to be out in the cold once again. Because the system, once again, the 9 to 5, the full-time opportunities, the government, the social safety nets, once again, failed me. The things that are supposed to be to serve the people, to make sure that people are able to be less troubled by poverty and the lack of shelter and the lack of food and water, once again, gaffed at me. Once again, turned their back on me. And I have no idea whether I'm still live or this recording is still processing. And there's sort of a personification of the end of the month of August that I've been basically bashing my head against a wall, trying to figure out and crack open the doors to success. I'm a battering ram when it comes to opening the door and getting through past poverty, past scarcity, past the lack of resources, past the lack of of being able to just do what I want to do so much, be surrounded by people that wish the best for me, and be surrounded by opportunity to prosper, and also be in an environment that's less stressful, less just chaotic and depressing, all of that, and less confrontational. Like every day you turn on the news and it's just like, man, confrontation and all that a person would want to do is just like go off into like a sunny island paradise and not see the all of the things that are limiting the best human experience that is possible. I'm just really glad and really appreciative of the things that did go right in August. I'm really, really appreciative. The very beginning of the month, I look at it and I'm like, God, it's so, August was just not fun at the very beginning. Toward the middle of it, I'm really happy that I met the people at Unstoppable Baller, Samir, Joel, Nick. They're great people. And I love working with them. I like the content we're creating. It's been a very positive, it's been positive as far as my professional life goes in all aspects. Very rewarding work. Because the work is impactful on the community. The work is high, it allows me to showcase my skills better. The work is, it's just all around rewarding. Just, it lets me actually do things that matter versus things that don't. So, I don't have very much to say about August. I mean, August just flew by. August was some missed opportunities, some last minute decisions, and some mistakes. Toward the end of August was some mistakes with having crashed that rental van, which I didn't really talk about that much. I have some photos of how I messed that up, but crashed it. And it's still kind of a problem, insurance and dealing with all of that. But I'm just going to move into what I dealt with in September. Still, we're not quite through the whole month, and I definitely just glazed over part of some other things in August, because I don't know necessarily if I should really talk about them in depth or not. Who is this? Oh yeah. So, to be honest, the first couple of weeks of September, just really nothing happened. I had a podcast that I was on that let me kind of do more free, and allowed me to speak on a much broader level than a lot of other podcasts permit. A lot of them are more tight niched and, censored and things like that, that make it difficult to play with ideas that necessarily haven't been played with that much. And so that was a great opportunity. Once again, a government opportunity that fell through. Just didn't really turn into anything. It was just a waste of my time to even have the meeting to discuss an opportunity with the government. And it was fun. Not something that I'd like to speak much on that particular opportunity. My experience with having wrapped up the Fan Expo, some frustrations there, not too much I'd like to get into. Really just throwing around ideas and things like that with testing the waters on a bigger concepts. And I'm just really kind of getting wrapped up from that and still trying to decompress what happened with the Fan Expo thing, because there wasn't much constructive feedback that I've gotten thus far from that particular event. I think nowadays, things are really fleeting, so no one's going to really have any sort of social commentary on that particular event. And we're not quite wrapped up with quarter three, and there are a few things still left on the calendar in the coming days. And I'm looking at one thing that is going to be a real big change in the coming days. I will be stopping using Adobe products and will be switching to Blackmagic DaVinci Resolve, which is going to be a big change, given the fact that for the past half of my career, I've used Premiere Pro for editing all of my videos. A couple different times, I used Final Cut and an iMovie when I had a MacBook before it before it died and got fried. But hey, I'm looking at October, and it's going to be it's going to be the beginning of another eventful quarter four. And I want to wrap up this podcast by saying that I'm and kind of making these wishes and setting these goals for the end of this year, for quarter four and everything that goes on. I would like to do my best. I would like to surpass all of the accomplishments that I've made in my entire life. I'd like to just be the best person that I possibly can be. And I would like to be, I guess I'd like to just be seen and heard and respected finally for what I have worked so hard to accomplish. And like to be a better person. And we'll see. So this has been another Trent Knox show. And I want everybody to follow me on social media. So go to at Trent Knox TV, at Trent Knox TV on Instagram and Facebook. And at Trent Knox on Twitter and Twitch. And follow me. And once again, thank you guys for listening.